The voice of reason. The voice of common sense. America's voice is Steve Gruber.
And there are certain principles founding inalienable rights here that we embrace, of course, and defend vigorously every day. Nothing more sacred than the rock star of the United States Constitution, that being the First Amendment, protecting your freedom of speech and religion and your right to assemble and your freedom of the press. And, you know, all of these things there enshrined for you, the individual, the American. But it's under attack every day, in my estimation. You've got safe zones and people that are offended by what you say, and you can't say that. You'll hurt somebody's feelings. Well, that's the whole point. If I hurt your feelings, well, sticks and stones is what I say. Nicole Neely back on the program, president of Speech First. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me, where do we begin with the attacks on the First Amendment? I mean, it's, for me, it is shocking whenever I hear about these safe spaces and, you know, people being offended and we should make it illegal to say this or that. I'm like, do they even know what country they live in? And are they really that fragile that they have to be babied that way? Your thoughts?
No, it's really discouraging. As you said, I mean, I deal with college students on a regular basis. My organization, Speech First, defends students' rights on campus primarily through litigation. So I'm on the phone with students every day hearing their horror stories about how they've been persecuted for speaking out. They're afraid to speak out. Their grades have suffered. And what is considered aggressive? I was actually on a show the other day with a professor who said that wearing a Make America Great hat in class would be offensive to him. And I just said, but
so
I mean,
what?
You're an adult. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. So it's offensive to the professor. So what? Get over it or don't. What are you gonna do? Beat me up? Oh, wait, that is what they do. They do beat you up. I mean, look at what has happened in places like Portland. But the bigger problem in one of the areas you're looking at is academic diversity. Just like this professor, you know, he's too offended to have somebody that, you know, doesn't believe exactly what he believes. Well, that hat's just like a Ku Klux Klan hat. No, not even close. And to say such a thing is horrible, to make such a comparison. But it's damaging the things that can be said on college campuses. And that's too bad. We need diverse voices to give people the best education possible. Yes or no?
Absolutely. I mean, universities are there for the pursuit of truth. And how can you pursue truth if you're only hearing one side of the story? I mean, professors themselves should be clamoring for people who disagree with them in their departments so that anytime they put out a paper or an article, they can have a colleague who comes to them respectfully and challenges them and says, have you thought of it this way? What about this research? I think you might want to strengthen this part of your paper. Because that kind of back and forth, that kind of, you know, dialogue, really, it makes us all better, frankly. You should want to be challenged so you could sharpen and improve your viewpoints, not just work in an echo chamber.
You know, I find that college campuses are a place where good minds go to be destroyed oftentimes because they are just bludgeoned, are the students, with these leftist ideas and ideals. I mean, it's as if the 20th century never occurred. That Chairman Mao didn't kill 65 million people and Stalin didn't kill 50 million people and so on and so forth down the list. All people who suppressed the freedom of speech and the freedom of expression. I mean, the founding principle of America is that First Amendment to the United States Constitution. It really is the rock star, and it's what people around the world envy. When it comes to America and they ask, what do you envy about America? It's the freedom of speech. It's the freedom of religion. It's the freedom to assemble. All of these things, yes?
Absolutely. But students are they're terrified of expressing their opinions on campus because on one hand, they can face disciplinary repercussions on a lot of campuses. They can be called into the dean of students for being offensive, for being hateful. I mean, who's determining what those words are? It's usually not a constitutional scholar. It's often the Department of Diversity and Inclusion. And what's hateful? It's religion. It's politics. It's saying I support the president. It's saying I believe in traditional marriage. And so people just don't express those viewpoints because they don't want to deal with the hassle of trying to explain and defend themselves, even though those are constitutionally protected opinions.
It's exhausting.
And on the other hand, students are scared of being piled on by their peers. They're scared of cancel culture and getting called out on social media.
Yeah. How dare you have a belief that, you know, aborting a child up to the moment of birth is somehow abhorrent and brutal and grisly and disgusting. I mean, don't say that because you might offend somebody who wants to cut up a child later. I mean, it's bizarre to me. And if you don't agree with somebody, and when did this happen? Here's my question to you, Nicole. Did this happen as a product of new technology that we kind of slid into this cesspool of single ideas and nothing else is allowed?
I think it's been building for years. I think, the social media certainly has contributed to some of this, but I think over the past 20 years, this whole culture of helicopter parenting, of bubble wrapping our children, has led to a situation where people are more concerned with emotional safety than they are with actually. I mean, our students are not resilient right now. They are not used to being told no, that you're wrong, that maybe you need to, think a little bit harder, evaluate your decisions. And so that's terrifies kids. They're offended and that they don't want to be wrong. They don't want to be told no. And I think universities have become pretty corporate as well. They are more concerned with, if you look at students and parents as customers, and a parent, a helicopter parent, is mad that their kid has been told no and that they're hurt, I think, universities think, great, we'll create a department of no hurt feelings.
Garbage, please. Nicole Neely, president of Speech First. Some places, I mean, there is pushback now. Some of the mainline comedians now saying this whole push against being able to say anything is garbage. And so you're starting to see pushback. And I've said this for probably 15 or 20 years. Comedians aren't funny anymore because you can't be funny if you can't push the envelope. If you can't get out there on the edge and sometimes go over the line, how are you going to be funny? Bland is not funny. You have to shock people sometimes. And that's a really good example of what's going on in our culture, is that all of these comedians, guy just fired from Saturday Night Live because he said something offensive about some different groups doing comedy. Well, of course he did. That's what comedy is. You offend people. You say offensive things. You say stereotypical things. All of this. And I think it's a very good symptom of what's wrong in society. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, there are comedians like Jerry Seinfeld and Chris Rock who have just flat out said, I'm not playing college campuses anymore. It's not fun. Students are scolds. They start to take offense for other people. Why would you want to do that? Comedy is supposed to be, as you said, making fun of people in power, sort of sticking a finger in the eye of authority. But when you have all these pearl-clutching students and all claiming offense, taking offense on behalf of other people, even this virtue signaling, it's tiresome. I mean, it's like it's Victorian. And I do think that I think you're right. I think there is a coming backlash because people are just sick of the humorlessness of it. It's no fun anymore.
These liberals, I've said it for a long time, Nicole, liberals, you're not funny. You're tiresome, actually. Nicole Neely, president of Speech First. Where can people connect with you and find out more?
Sure. Our website is speechfirst.org. People can sign up to be a member, and then they can follow our different lawsuits against the universities that we have going around the country.
There you go. How many you got right now?
Right now we have three, University of Michigan, University of Illinois, and University of Texas.
Well, you can find out more. One more time, the website.
Speechfirst.org.
There you have it. Nicole, always good to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Speechfirst.org. You can find out about how they're going to bat for you and protecting that rock star of the Constitution, the First Amendment, which really is the rock star. And like all the amendments, it's an individual right to speak your mind any way you see fit. God bless America. You are an American. Speak up. Be heard. Back after this. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
The current no-fault legislation is a sellout to Michigan citizens and a total gift to the insurance company. As healthcare benefits are diminished from the current reform, healthcare providers, hospital workers, and care providers across Michigan are in jeopardy of losing their businesses, jobs, and livelihood as a result of the reduction in care under the present legislation. On Wednesday, September 25th, join thousands of healthcare providers, patients, and Michigan Brain Injury Providers Council members as they march and rally from the Lansing Convention Center to the Capitol in response to their sweeping changes to Michigan no-fault insurance. There is strength in numbers. Let's work together to mitigate the damage that will result from this recently passed legislation. To register, go to cpan.us, click on the events page, and go to Michigan Auto Insurance Promise Rally. Then join us in downtown Lansing on Wednesday, September 25th. This message is brought to you by Health Partners Home Care, the Eisenhower Center, and Advent Home Medical.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.